Just hang on one second. I want to make sure this is actually doing it right. Okay. All right. All right. So we're going to spend about 10, 15 minutes just running through the different options you have if you want to develop games for Windows 8. I've had, you know, someone who, as someone like me who has been teaching X and A for the last 3 years to people all over the world, I've had a lot of people ask me, what happens now? I'm lost. What's going to go on? So I want to go through and just sort of talk to you about the different options you have at your disposal. Now, before I do that, though, I want to encourage everyone, you on the stream as well as you guys in the room, to make sure you've actually downloaded and installed the WowsApp app. Okay, I'm going to do a really quick demo of the app. If you go to this link, aka.ms/wacapwz11, you'll see the instructions. And now the instructions are pretty easy. What do we have? We have it's basically three steps. Download the app. Oh, we're not seeing that. Hang on. This new PowerPoint. What are we doing? Okay. This is fun. All right. So, three steps. Download the app. Unzip it. And then run the PowerShell script that will install the app. Pretty easy, huh? So, that's how you get a Windows 8 app sideloaded on your machine if you're a developer. So, it's really easy. I'm actually going to show you the app now. This is the WowsApp app. Have you seen it yet? How many have got it already installed? A few of you? Not enough. Not enough. I want more of you. So what it is, it actually shows you all of the venues that are happening around the world. You can see there's the top eight. They're the big eight around the world. Finland is there. But there's, if you click on the worldwide, you actually get all of the other sites, all 115 different places. Now each site, if it has a live stream, we'll have a live stream link. You can actually click on that and see what's going on in that place in the around the world. So that's pretty cool. You have all the sessions, including my session now, all here. And again, if you click on the session's title, you'll actually see all the various sessions that are going on from different speakers around the world. I'll come back to social in a minute and leaderboards. At the end, there's some resources. And then you've got these two really cool things in the middle. Social is the ability for you to give shout-outs to everyone else that's running the app, as well as ask questions. If you ask a question, other people can answer it. And what happens is, if you ask a question, you get some wow points. If you answer a question of someone else, you get some wow points. What are wow points? They get you on the leaderboard. So as you get more points, as you answer questions, as you ask questions, as you do things in the app, you go up the leaderboard. Now we show the top 1,000 people in the leaderboard. So if you go into leaderboard, you can scroll. There's a lot of people there already. But you get points doing all sorts of things. The thing that you get the most points for is actually clicking this edit profile link up the top here and actually filling out stuff about the app that you're building. So you can put in your app name, description, screenshots, what category you're trying to create for, all that kind of stuff. And what's really cool about that information is that's the information you'll need when you put it in the store. When you finish your app and you publish it, we're actually helping you get that ready before you even get to that point. So make sure you actually download this app and install it, and you'll get all that kind of good stuff. So if I change my description here and go back, I'm going to get some wow points for that. So I just got 5 wow points for updating my profile. So check that out. So I'm going to close that, go back. Alrighty, so let me get back into my PowerPoint. Alright, so we're going to talk a little bit about the opportunity first. My talk is going to take max 15 minutes, probably only 10 minutes, just to, I know you guys want to keep hacking. So why are we doing this now? Why are we doing WowsApp now? Well, Windows 8, this little thing we did for, you know, operating system, came out 2 weeks ago, so we figured we'd help you guys to start developing for it. Why would you want to develop for it? Well, there are 700 million Windows 7 machines, actually 727 million Windows 7 machines in the world waiting to be upgraded to Windows 8. And one thing they want is they want apps. So that's what we want to help you with. To give you an idea, we actually announced that we actually had 4 million upgrades. That's not counting new PCs or new licenses. 4 million upgrades in the 3 days after Windows 8 was released. So the opportunity there is actually pretty massive. And we believe it's the single biggest opportunity for developers ever. So I think that's pretty intense. The demand is great, particularly if you want to do games. But what's really interesting is what I've got here is a couple of slides on the Windows Phone Store, because we have so many apps there, we can actually do a good analysis. And we see that there's high proportions of entertainment and utility apps, but the customers are downloading games more than anything else. And I want to show you just a bit of a diagram. I know this is kind of a bit small, and I just want to highlight a couple of things on here. The first one is on the top left, you'll see the categories of app, and the most apps are in entertainment and tools, and then games are third in the list. But when you actually look at how many actual downloads happen per app or whatever, you'll see that in the free downloads category, 34%, a third of all downloads in the free category of our store are games. But even more impressively, and this is the one I like, more than half of all paid downloads on a store are for games. So that's a massive opportunity when you think about it. So we want you to be able to build games. So that's what we're all about. So game development. So I'm just going to run through some stuff for all the different sorts of options for game development, okay? So, what's going on? Oh, who is the code? It was this guy over here, the blonde guy. So for you on the live stream, I just gave away a phone. Hang on a second. Okay, so into the actual real presentation. What strategy are you going to take for developing your games? It could be anything. So let's run through a few. If you want the pure processing power, nothing beats DirectX and C++, right? It's the pure hardcore stuff. You're going to be coding everything. If you are used to something like XNA, which wraps stuff and you can declare a shader in one line, get prepared to write some code. But it's incredibly powerful. You're writing directly to the DirectX APIs. You've got high-level shaders and all sorts of other stuff that you can do that no other engine or code can really do. So that's the number one option if you really want to have processing power. We do have some partners who have announced they're supporting Windows 8. The first one I want to talk about is Epic Games, their Unreal Engine. It is definitely coming to Windows 8. And again, for those who do C++ coding, this is a really good option, because obviously Unreal creates the whole world for you, and then you can do your C++ scripting behind the scenes. There's Cocos S2D, which is a port of the iPhone version, and it allows you to write C++ code, and you can do that as a bit of an engine for those developers. In terms of DIY coding, you know, this is sort of the middle ground. The first one obviously is XAML. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do with that. So if you're familiar with already writing games in XAML on the phone, or for instance, you can totally do that with Visual Studio on Blend, the tools that are free from us for you to be able to do development. Then there's Monogame. Anyone heard of Monogame? Just a couple of you? If you are XNA developers, Monogame is a great option. It's an open source cross-platform implementation of the XNA framework, and they actually have fully supported Windows 8, and there's already some great games in the store that use Monogame, including Armed, which is that screenshot. It's a great little real-time strategy game that you can play, and really shows off that XNA type coding really works. Now, if you didn't know, Monogame actually wraps around another technology called SharpDX, SharpDX is another implementation that wraps around DirectX. So if you're writing DirectX code in C++, that's the pure stuff. Then you write SharpDX code, which wraps DirectX in a managed code layout. So you still have to write it one for one line. So if you're writing 10 lines in DirectX, you write 10 lines in SharpDX. And then Monogame replicates the X and A sort of wrapping, so you'd only write the one line or whatever. For the HTML5 developer, there is a lot of sort of options. The first one is developing your game in the canvas, right? You still have to write a lot of code from scratch, obviously, but it's totally possible, totally doable. The second is using CreateJS, which is actually a series of libraries that you can plug in. You're going to write a lot of code, but it gives you a lot of sort of things already done for you. So that's really cool. Now the last sort of set of things I wanted to talk about are the game makers, the ones that make it even easier for you to create games. The first one is Unity. Anyone heard of Unity? Yeah, it's awesome. I love Unity. Unity's my like favorite game tool, and they've announced Windows 8 support. It's actually in their closed beta. Their closed version 4 beta has Windows 8, so I can't show it to you. I don't have that one installed on this machine. I have their open beta, not their closed one. But Unity totally works in Windows 8 and has that Windows 8 support coming for the publishing to the store. For the HTML5 developer, GameMaker is a great option, as is GameSalad. Both of these are cross-platform HTML5 game makers that are basically drag and drop. You drag your objects on, you define events and properties on them, and sort of cause and effect. They're really cool. ImpactJS is a JavaScript-based engine that sort of halfway between a maker and pure modules. And then finally, Construct2 is another one like the other two, ImpactJS, etc. That I actually personally love. I love this one is one of my favorites, because once I'm done with building it in Construct 2, basically mocking it all up, doing all the easy stuff, I can export it and then open it in Visual Studio and edit the HTML and JavaScript myself. And I can do sort of best of both worlds, quickly prototype and then code my own stuff. So, which will you choose? I'd love to know. Make sure you tweet about it. Make sure you really get exploring those options. And thanks for listening, guys.